righteous to the farthest horizon. Keeps me in mind.
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. Paul says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high the path. Grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So I feel God is inviting each one of us to get filled with his love that is higher, deeper, and wider.
Amen. Samantha, bang on. I had opened to Romans 5, verse 5, that says, and hope does not put us to shame, because God has poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. You know, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. I think God is speaking to us this morning. Okay, that I don't know how God's love operates. It's there all the time. But I think if it can be filled, then we can get more of it, isn't it? It's not a once-for-all thing. And the way God does that is two ways. One is, of course, through the Holy Spirit, as I've read. You know? Second is to realize that there's a great measure of love. You know, the verse that Samantha read, that it's not just this much. God's love is infinite. Right? Would you like a touch of God's love this morning? Yes, we want it. Okay. And how do we get it? Well, he says, he pours out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That's one way. The other thing is just to bring to mind those verses that speak about God's love for us. So we are reminding ourselves of the truth. God's love for us. Wow, he died for us. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit works and his love is poured out into our hearts. It's not a striving. It's not a struggling. It's a reminding. So maybe we could take a couple of verses on God's love. Okay, let's read them. Let's declare them. Let's speak them. Let's believe them. And let's expect the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts this morning with his love. So let's dig into scripture. Something that speaks out the love of God. Maybe we could sit down. Okay, the musicians can lightly play. And maybe you'd like to just read a verse and wait for the mic to come to you. Is the mic working now? Mic to come to you and just read a verse that speaks about the love of God. Let's just meditate on it for a few seconds before we move on to the next one.
Matthew 5:43 onwards says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Dear friends, I picture Jesus, and he even prayed for those who persecuted him. He shed his blood on the cross even for every sinner who has persecuted him. In the same way, I believe God wants us to pray for those who persecute us.
Yeah, I felt maybe we've got issues that with love this morning. But before God talks to us about our issues, He wants to reassure us of how much love He has for us. And it's from that place of great love and great acceptance and great grace that Jesus wants to gently tell us, hey now, you've received so much love, can you not also love a little? You know, that verse that Sunith read, you know, you've heard, but now I tell you, love your neighbor as yourself. So who is this neighbor you're struggling with? Friend, relative, child, whatever, office colleague. Okay. Can we just for a moment lift it to Jesus and say, God, you've poured so much love into my heart. You know, as Meher read, she stopped short of saying the second part of that verse, which is His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Isn't it? When He can be so merciful to us every day, we can love. We can love. So just quietly, if you can just for a moment, just take a moment and say, God, the starting point is honesty, okay? It's not, you know, making false declarations and, no. God can't step into that when you're being unreal. So you're saying, God, I am struggling with this, and I'm struggling to forgive this person or to love this person, but your grace is sufficient for me, and with the love that you've put in my heart, I will love X, Y, Z with the love of Christ. And one of the ways to counter that, the unforgiveness or the hate, the resentment in your heart, is to do a loving act of kindness. Okay? Just something for you to think about. Yes, God, we bring before you whoever it is, whatever it is. Each one of us has different people, situations we are struggling with. And we say, God, you have poured more than enough love into our hearts. Love that is patient and kind and long-suffering and gentle and keeps no record of wrong. That's the kind of love you've demonstrated to us and that we can demonstrate to others. Thank you that your grace is sufficient. Your power is made perfect in our weakness, Jesus. Amen.
As we were singing this song, Savior of the world, there's this line which says, let the church now sing of the coming King. And then God just reminded me of this verse in Ephesians 4:11 onwards. It says, and He gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunningness and craftiness and deceitful schemes. I believe that God is putting His finger on this point, that where brothers dwell in unity, I command a blessing. I believe that is what God wants to say to us this morning, that just the church, the voice of the church needs to be a united voice, because the spirit that comes upon us is for the unity of the church, for the building up of the church. And I believe that God is asking us to turn our affection towards those who are unlike us. And so that might be, you know, another church that doesn't believe the same things that we do, but they are still loved by God the same way. You know, the love of God still covers them. The blood of Jesus still covers them and portrays them as blameless in the front of Jesus, in front of God. So I just want us to pray for a second here. Just lift up those churches and for people groups who are unlike us but are loved by God. because where brothers dwell in unity, he commands a blessing.
I just want to say, being humans, I think manually we just set up walls in front of us. So God wants to remind us that, you know, when you want to love someone, be intentional about it. You just can't sit and expect something to happen all of a sudden, but we have to be intentional. So we take that step of faith and go meet the person, whoever it is, and that's when God would break through. God wants us to take that step of faith so that he would do something in our hearts. You know, as we sing the next song, let's all think about those people like Nawaz and Nasia and Sunitshia. Let's think of those people. And if you want to break that barrier, if we want to break that barrier, let's ask God to fill us more and get ready. Just prepare yourselves with God's strength so that you would be able to take that step of faith to make that effort intentionally. Let's stand and sing.